I just want to be what God's called me to be. Acts 20, 32. I'm going to share it with you. I ask you to stand as we reverence the reading of God's word. Acts 20, 32. I want to build you up tonight. I want to show you how to build yourself up in Jesus tonight. He said, "Now, brethren, I commend you to God and to the word of his grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified." Father, I love you. Father, I thank you for this night. Lord, what it is to get in this altar tonight as a group of believers and call on your name and know that the prayers are answered. Lord, by nothing that we've done but been obedient and trust in you for all the answers. And tonight, Lord, I know you're answering already. I know when Brother Lee goes Friday, it's going to be answered. Lord, I just claim it tonight in Jesus' name. Father, I just claim it. I bind it down in the name of Jesus tonight. Father, I've seen you do it too many times, and I just bind it down in Jesus' name tonight. Lord, Sister Vanda, I bind that down, Father, that she's going to get up out of that bed and she's going to get feeling better. Lord, I bind it down on my mama, Father, that she's going to get up out of that recliner and quit laying around. Father, I bind that tonight in Jesus' name, Father. And Father, there's a way we can build one another up, and that's in you, Father, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray for Sister Brittany. She's going to have that baby. Lord, I ask you to protect her. I bind that down in Jesus' name. And Kenzie Northington as well. Lord, I bind that down. Bless this word tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. You may be seated tonight. To build you up. Here, when Paul come, he told the brethren that there are a few things that can build a believer up. There's a few things that can build a believer up. You know, a weightlifter, to build up, they got to have more weight put on. They got to have more weight. They got to have more reps. They got to get in the gym. They got to go. They can't sit at home. They got to be involved. They got to get to that place. They got to get in. They got to put weight on. They got to do reps. If all they do is lift the bar and never put weights on it, they'll never meet their goal that they have. And tonight, as your pastor, my number one goal in this place is to preach, thus saith the word of God, and to build you up, not to let you leave here feeling no other way but built up. So here's what I want to give you tonight. That there's some things that can build you up and will never let you down. Do you know tonight that there are some things that will build you up that will let you down? You can get built up, ready to go, and excited, and all of a sudden, all the air let out. You can build up, then all the air let out. So tonight I want to give you two things that will build you up tonight and you will not let you down. Number one tonight, I want to show you this. If you'll look with me in the text, in verse number 32 tonight, I want to give you two things. And it said, "And now, brethren." So this is not for the lost as much as it is for the saved. It's for the brethren tonight. But the lost can get in this as well. He says, "And now, brethren, I commend you to God." So tonight, if you want to be built up and you want your spiritual life to be built up and you want to be strong and you don't want to be a weak Christian, but you want to be a strong Christian for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Here Paul said, "I commend you to God." And to be commended to God is this. It would be to hand over with all confidence. You hand all of your problems. You hand all your burdens. You hand everything you got over to God. And it would be this, to commend to God. It would be something like being, it's a legalized document. You give it to him. You have signed the line. You signed your life over to Jesus. No longer yours, but God's. No longer yours, but Jesus's. No longer your will, but his will. No longer your way, but his way. When you build yourself up and you commend it over to God, it would be a legalized paper. It'd be almost like a notary notarized it and said, "I was there when it happened." They gave God all the authority over their life, and it is sealed by the blood of Jesus Christ. You say, "Why should I do that? Why should I commend myself to God?" Jesus commended himself to God. Turn with me, if you will, to Luke chapter number 23 and verse number 46. In the darkest hour of his life, when Jesus was hanging at Golgotha, hanging on Calvary, dying for you and I, here he commended himself to God. And we need to do that as well in our life. If we're going to be the Christian that God's called us to be, we got to commend every bit of our life over to God. Look with me tonight, if you would, in Luke chapter number 23 and verse number 46, to commend yourself, to give all of you over to God in your darkest hour, darkest despair, and you need built up, give yourself to God. Look what he says. "And when Jesus had cried with a loud voice," Luke 23, 46, "and when Jesus had cried with a loud voice, he said, 'Father, into thy hands I commend my spirit.'" And look what he said, "And have seven this, he gave up the ghost." What what did he do at that moment? He gave himself up totally to God. He said, God, all this that's coming upon me, I'm commending myself to you. And tonight, if we're going to build ourselves up in Christ Jesus and be what God has called us to be, we're going to have to make sure that we've commended our life to God, that we're not holding anything back. You said, preacher, how can I do that? How can I know that? I want to give you three areas how you can know that you commend yourself to God and how you know that he will take it and run with it. Number one tonight, I want to talk about him being the creator when you commend yourself to him. Number one tonight, he is a faithful creator. He is faithful in what he does. 1 Peter chapter number 4 and verse number 19, if you'll turn with me there. 1 Peter chapter number 4 and verse number 19, talking about when you commend your life to God, he is a faithful creator. When you give it to him, he's faithful to take it and run with it the right way. When you give all yourself to Jesus, he's going to build you up and he's going to use you in a mighty way. I'm talking about committing yourself, giving it all to God. I would ask you tonight, have you given everything to God? Is there something in your life that you held back? That may be why you're weak tonight. That may be why you're going through some things tonight. If you give it all to God, I want you to know it goes a lot better when he's got all the pieces. Amen. Look with me in 1 Peter chapter number 4 and verse number 19. Here's what Peter said. He said in 1 Peter 4, 19, wherefore let them that suffer according to the will of God commit the keeping of their souls to him in well-doing as unto a faithful creator. He said you commit everything, your soul, you commit everything to God. You're not holding nothing back. You've committed everything to God. When Jesus died on the cross, he didn't hold nothing back. Amen. When he died and bled on Calvary, he didn't hold nothing back. Hey, he knew how sinful I was. He knew how nasty I was. He knew how awful I was. But he didn't hold nothing back on the cross. He said, God, Father, into your hands I commend my spirit. I see tonight he is a faithful creator. You can commend it to him. But I see tonight, number two, he is an able creator. Look with me in 2 Timothy chapter number 1 in verse number 12. Not only is he faithful, but he's able. Hey, I want you to know tonight, if I'm going to commend my life to somebody, I want to know they're able, don't you? Hey, I don't want to give my life and my soul to somebody that can lose it or let it fall or let it slip. I want to give it to somebody that's got hold of it. Amen? Why did I give it to him anyway? Why did I commend myself to him? Why did I commit myself to him anyway? Because I was making a mess out of it. I was going to hell with what I was doing. My sin was sending me to hell. My righteousness was as filthy rags. So why must I build myself up in Christ Jesus? Number one, he's faithful, but number two, he's able. 2 Timothy chapter number 1 in verse number 12. I want you to listen to this, what the Bible says. For the which cause I also suffer these things. 2 Timothy 1:12. For the which cause I also suffer these things, nevertheless I am not ashamed, for I know whom I have believed and am persuaded that he is able. Woo! Glory to God. He said, I'm persuaded. There's nothing can change my mind. I am persuaded that God is not only the creator that is faithful, but he is the creator that is able. He said, I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him against that day. He said, I believe, Paul said, what I've give young Timothy, what I have trusted my life with God, I believe he's able to keep it against that day. Boy, I don't know about you, but the things I ain't supposed to do, when I'm not what I'm supposed to be, I don't act the way that I'm supposed to act, I slip up and do things I ain't supposed to do. He is able, amen? Woo, glory to God. I see, number one, that I commend my life to him because he's faithful. I commend my life to him because he's able, but I also commend my life to him because he is the only one that can hold my life. He's the only one can hold it. He is the only one that can hold it and not let me down. Turn with me, if you will, to John chapter number 10 in verse number 28 tonight. I'm talking about the creator. I commended my life to God, the creator of the universe. He is faithful, he is able, and he is holding on to me tonight. Not only is he faithful, not only is he able, but he's holding. Look with me in John 10, 28. I'm talking about when you give it to God. When you give it all to God, not hold nothing back, you give all your life to God. You've committed your spirit, your soul. You give everything to God. You're not holding nothing back. You're sold out. I'm asking you now, are you sold out? Sold out to God. Nothing to go back to because you done sold all that. You don't have that no more. It's all about God. Look what he says tonight. And I have given unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. He says tonight that there's some things that'll give you stability and will build you up. And here's what will build you up tonight, knowing that what you've committed to God, you said, Lord, save my soul. You've committed your soul, your spirit. You've asked him to save you. He saved you. You've put it in his hands. You've took it out of your hands. You took your eternity. You took everything that you took it out. And see, that's what messes people up, because they always want control of everything. Can I get amen? When they get out of control of something, they feel like they don't have authority, or they don't have, but when you give it to God, you've got to give it all. You place it into his hands, knowing he's faithful, knowing he's able, and knowing he's able to hold on to you. Folks, tonight, I don't know nothing else to preach but knowing that God's able, amen? I have seen it time and time and time again. All week this week, I have seen God has manifested himself to me in a mighty way. And I've seen it in people's lives. And I thank God for what he's doing, and how you commend yourself to God, because he's faithful, he's able, and he's holding. But let me show you something else in the text. I want to show you this, the second thing. Number one, you commend yourself to God. You give everything you got to God. Have you done that in your life? You know if you have or you ain't. If you don't wake up, listen, I'm not talking about being a holy roller. Amen. I'm not talking about that. I'm just talking about everybody knows that you love Jesus. Everybody knows you love Jesus. They just know you love Jesus, and this is the way it's going to be. I've committed my life to him. I can't run no other way. It's just the way it is. I love Jesus. Have you done that? You don't have to second guess. You don't have to think about what you're going to do, where you're going to go. You don't have to even, there's some things you don't even have to pray about. You know, I'm not going to do that. No, I'm not doing that. It's gone. It's out of my life. I'm not going down that road. I want to build up in Christ Jesus. I don't want to tear down. I want to build up in Christ Jesus. I want him to build me up, because he's the one that's able to build me. He's faithful, and he's the one that created me. He knows how to run me better than I know how to run myself. Now, what do you do when you've committed everything to God? You say, what's next to do? You've commended your spirit to him. He saved you. Here's what Paul told him. He said, man, you're on the right track. He said, for 3 years, night and day, I've cried for you. I've shed tears for you. Man, I want you to be on fire. That's what he says. He said, man, I want you to be on fire. You commend your spirit to God. He said, preacher, what do I do now? Just keep going. Oh, no, there's a little bit more. No more to salvation, salvation, salvation. Amen. But that building process. You're already on the foundation. How do you get to live more? How do you get to do more? How do you get more of what God wants you to do? How do you get more revelation? How do you get what he's calling you to do in your life? How do you know you're on the right path? How do you know this stuff? And not just floating around as a Christian, not knowing what to do. How do you? You commend your spirit to God. You give him all. You give it all to him. And then you commit. You commended, but now you commit yourself to the word of God. And that, is, my friend, is where a lot of children of God is falling short in the day we live in. They are not committed themselves to the word of God. They've not committed themselves to the word of God. If you will commit yourself to the word of God, I promise you, it'll build you up like you've never seen before. There's going to be times in your life that you're going to need scripture. You're going to need scripture for battle, and you're going to need it, and you're going to need it in your life. You're going to have to open that word and get in that word and study that word. And you're not going to get it from me, and you're not going to get it from this pulpit. This ain't enough. Coming from right here is not enough. It won't work. It'll sustain you for a little bit, but it won't do you all you need to do. Let me show you this, what he said, if you'll look with me. Acts 20:32. And now, brethren, I commend you to God. Okay? You're commended to God, but look what else he said. And two. He said, not only you got saved, good. Praise God. Hallelujah. Now get in the Word. Now get in the Word to build up, to become stronger, to become more stronger. I picked a man up this week, Monday. I picked him up. I hadn't seen him in years. Started carrying him to a rehab, and he said, preacher, I've been back out in the world. I said, yep. He said, you're still a child of God? He said, man, the whole time I was out there, he was wearing me out. He's wearing me out. I said, you still saved? Of course, he knew what I was talking about. You still born again? Yes. Yes. I said, can I ask you a question? Yeah. Crying the whole way. I said, when did you start slipping? I said, preacher, ain't none of your business. Oh, yeah, it is. He's a member of this church. You can't find your sheep when they're going AWOL. Amen? You can't go witness and you can't build them up when you don't know where they're at. I said, when did you start slipping? When did you get back to where you're at now? When did you get back there? He said, I quit reading my Bible. I said, are you serious? He said, I can't even tell you where my Bible is. I quit reading the Word. He said, but every day I woke up hungry, thirsty for the Word of God. And instead of getting the Word of God and reading that Word, I fulfilled the things of this world. I put it in instead of the Word of God. Folks, tonight I want you to know this. You be careful what you're feeding on. You be careful what you're feeding on. Did you know tonight you can be saved and do the things of the world? You can be born again, washed in the blood of Jesus Christ, and do the things of this world. You say, I won't never do that. Get out of your Word and see what happens. That Word is what builds you up. You're commended to God. Now you're built up. Let's get on with the text here. He said, I commend you to God and to the Word of His grace, which is able to build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. I want to give you this tonight, Psalm 119:103. When you commit yourself to the Word of God is sweet. It's not a burden to read it. It is sweet. The Bible says in Psalm 119:103, how sweet are thy words unto my taste, yea, sweeter than honey to my mouth. He said the Word of God is more sweeter than honey to my mouth. Can I give you this? The Word of God is a source of growth. If you're going to grow and you're going to build up in Christ Jesus, it's going to be from the Word of God. It's from this Bible. It is our instructions tonight. 1 Peter 2:2, the Bible says, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, that ye may grow thereby. You won't grow as a Christian without the Word of God. It's the Word of God that grows you. So I say tonight, I committed myself to God. Now I've committed myself to the I've committed myself to God, now I've committed myself to the Word of God. And I want to give you these three things before we go. Daily, you must do this. If you're going to build yourself up and let God do something in your life, build up through that Word. Build up. I'm talking about just letting God lead you. You're going to have to be daily committed to the Word of God. Daily committed to the Word of God. I was out one time and I heard Brother Jake Gunner preach a message. I listened to it online. And I don't even know what it was about, but one word he used in there was about being disciplined. About being disciplined. And for a Christian, the hardest thing for that Christian to do is be disciplined. And he said the hardest thing he had to do was to read his Bible. He said he could be disciplined to get to work on time. In that message, he could get to work on time, he was disciplined. He could do anything around his house, he was disciplined. He could do anything, he was disciplined. But when it came to reading the Word of God, it was hard for him to be disciplined. Why? Because you got somebody trying to snatch it from you. That's Satan. That's the old adversary. He's trying everything he can to get you not to read. Because he knows when you read that, it's going to build you up. He knows when you get in that, you're not going to be as weak as you once were. He knows when you get in that, it's going to change everything. And what he tries to keep you from doing, I don't know if he works on the lost man as much as he does the saved man on trying to stay away from the Word of God. When I was lost, he didn't try to keep me away from the Bible because I didn't care about the Bible. But when I got saved, I got a hunger for this Word. And you know what he tries to rob my time with? Staying away from it. Because I know when I pick this up, I'm handling Jesus Christ, God Almighty, the Holy Ghost. Every bit of this is wrapped up in this Bible. And it does something for my life. Let me go on here. Daily commitment to the Word of God. Let me give you three things that it will do. Number one, he said this, it'll build you up and to give you an inheritance among all them which are sanctified. Number one, if you daily commit to the Word of God, you're saved and you're committed to the Word of God. If you'll do that, number one, it'll develop you. It'll develop you. It'll help you to know what to do and what not to do. I just wrote this down. If you'll stay in that Word, it'll teach you what to do and what not to do. Ryder's 19 months old and he sucks a pacifier. He's not coming in here at 5 with a pacifier in his mouth. He's going to have to be developed. If you're a 40-year-old Christian and you still got a pacifier in your mouth, you're not developed. If everything at church hurts your feelings, if everywhere you go you get your feelings hurt and you get an attitude, you're not developed. The developed Christian's going to take things and they're going to say, that's just the way it is. The Bible says it. I'm going to stand on it and that's the way it's going to be. A developed Christian. But you know what? In churches, we got people that are deacons. We got people that are in positions. We got pastors that are in positions that are not developed in the Word of God. They're not developed in it. They're not developed. If they was developed, they would understand. They'd understand to stay in that Word. Folks, I'm telling you, they would understand to stay in that Word. Development will help you to know what to do and not to do. There's too many people not knowing what to do as Christians. They don't know what to do. They ask all kind of questions like, you shouldn't ask that, you should know. Well, wait a minute, you shouldn't ask that question. You don't know what to do. You don't need the preacher's advice. You don't know what to do because your Bible tells you so. WWJD, we don't need to know WWJD. We don't know it. It's in the Bible, right? It gives development when you commit yourself to the Word of God. It gives you direction. If you don't know where to go, get in the Bible. One thing my wife says, I say, put it in the GPS. I don't know where to go. She said, I ain't putting it there. You ain't going to listen to it anyway. I said, yeah, I am. She said, if I put it in there, you're going to listen to exactly what she says. Yes, I'll listen to exactly what it says. We'll get up there. I said, I think I'm supposed to turn right away. She said, it says going around. You know why? Because we don't like direction. We don't like development. Because if we don't know, we can act ignorant to it. And if we act like we don't know where we're going, we can act ignorant to it. Let me give you this. It'll help you make the right decision. Turn with me to Psalm 19, verse number 7. I want to show you this. Psalm 19 and verse number 7. Psalm 19 and verse number 7. I want to give you this tonight. I see that when you commit to the Word of God, it'll develop you and it'll direct you the way you need to go. Psalm 19 and verse number 7. The Bible says the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. So I see it'll direct me. It'll develop me. It'll direct me. And stay in the book of Psalms. I want to finish up with this. It'll help you when distractions come if you're in the Word of God. When things come your way, it'll help you. Problems will distract you. People will distract you. And pain in your life will distract you. So it'll help you when distractions come. Psalm 119, 165. Turn with me there. Psalm 119, 165. Psalm 119, 165. Here's what the Bible says about it'll help when distractions come. It says, great peace have they which love the law, and nothing shall offend them. Great peace when you read that book. If you commit yourself to this book, I promise you as a Christian, you're going to read something that's not going to line up with the way you've always thought it is. It's not going to line up with the way that you're living. When you read this book, it's going to develop you and it's going to direct you. I don't care how long you've been a Christian. You're going to learn something every time you read this sacred book. It's going to develop you, it's going to direct you, and it's going to help you when distractions come. You want to stay built up and not walking around offended. You want to be built up and not always in that state. Commend yourself to God, commit yourself to the Word of God, and you will be filled with the Spirit of God, and Satan cannot stop either of them. He can't stop a Christian that is full on the Word of God and that's been in the Word of God. But the one that's not in the Word of God, he'll stop him. He'll stop him. On my phone, man, I have got to get the Word wherever I can. Wherever I can. I got to memorize it wherever I can. And on my phone, you know when you shake your phone or move it and it pops up, you got a screen, what's it called? A screensaver? Yeah, screensaver. That's where I learned my memory verses. I put that on there. You know how many times you look at your phone in a week? A bunch. Well, every time I pick that thing up, there's that verse. I may say that thing 100 times a day. 100 times a day. I mean, I ain't open the phone. I ain't slid over to do nothing. I just turn it over. There it is. It won't be long. You can learn one. It won't be long. You can get a hold of one. I got to look at it. I got to do it simple as I can get it. But if I look at it one time, I ain't got it. I got to look at it daily. I got to look at it in the morning. I got to look at it in the evening. I got to look at it at night. I've got to look at that word. And ever how you can get in your life committed to the Word of God will be as strong as you are as a Christian. Ever how strong you are committed to that Word of God. I'm not talking about only memorization, but I'm talking about how you feel about that Word of God, how you love that Word of God. If it's a burden to read your Bible, listen to me now. He said these things will build you. If it's a burden to read your Bible, read it till you get over it. Read it till you get over it. Just read it till you get over it. When I got called to preach, there's two things I was worried about. Number one, I didn't have a tie. And I didn't know how to tie a tie. Thank God for YouTube. Taught me how to tie a tie. And number two, I hated to read. I hated to read. I didn't hate the Bible, I'll say, but I hated to read. I'd open that thing up and I'd read for 4 or 5 minutes. I'm like, man, it's sunny outside. Things can be going on. And there's a good TV show on that I really would like to watch. Or it always was a football game on. I always wanted to go watch it. But I've learned something. The more I read it, the more I want to read it. The more I read it, the more I want to read it. As your pastor tonight, the only way I can tell you to build yourself up in Christ Jesus is this. Make sure tonight you've commended everything to Him. You give it all to Him. You say, God, I'm yours. You use me. And commit yourself to reading that Bible. I'll never forget, and I'm going to close on this. Me and Larry Lamb would go to the jail ministry at Vernon. And this, I first got saved this in 2007. We'd go down there in 2007. We'd preach and teach them guys. And one day I picked him up at his house going down there, and I said, he said, you read your Bible today a whole lot? And I said, man, not much. I said, man, the time I got up and got to work and everything, I said, this didn't get a whole lot of reading in, very little reading. He said, I said, what about you? He said, I probably got an hour and a half, 2 hours in. I said, how did you find an hour and a half, 2 hours to read your Bible? He said, whatever you're going to do, you'll find time to do it. I thought, you smart, Ellie. Rode down there to, I've got to be honest, right? Rode down there to jail the whole time. I'm thinking, what did he find 2 hours, an hour and a half? On the way back, it gave curiosity in my mind, though. You know what I'm saying? Got my old mind rolling. And I said, where'd you find that hour and a half at? He said, I got up earlier. I just got up earlier. I just got up. You know what he did? He committed himself to the Word. He knew throughout the day it was going to get busy, and before long it'd be time to go to bed, and you didn't have it. But when you pant and you get to that place where you're just thirsty and hungry and panting for that Word of God, you'll find time to get in it, and you'll read that Word, and that Word will change your life. Tonight I pray that you've committed yourself to Him, but you've committed to the Word of God as well. It will build you up. Father, I love you, and I thank you for this night. Lord, I thank you for what you do in this place. Lord, I thank you for the sweet Holy Ghost that's in here tonight. Lord, I thank you tonight that when we start a service, Brother David come out with the book of Proverbs. He read Scripture. Lord, I thank you for that tonight. We're a church that stands on the Word of God tonight. Lord, we stand on that Word, and I thank you for that tonight. Lord, we know that without that book, without that Bible in this place, this is just a building. Without that Word of God, this is just a regular old building. But Father, when we bring that Bible in here, we get under where you have us be on the spout where the glory runs out, that Word comes alive. And Lord God, it comes alive at our home, everywhere we're at. And Lord, I pray right now that you bless the reading of your Word. Lord, I pray you give us a heart to read and to understand what the Spirit says. And Lord, I pray tonight you help our unbelief tonight. Lord, anything that we're fearing or anything that we're battling with tonight, I pray you help it tonight, Father. Lord, help our unbelief tonight that we believe what you've said, Father. Even on this building over here, what you've promised us, Father. And we believe you have. And we drew up the other plans, Lord God. We believe that you was all in it. Lord, we pray that tonight. Lord, I pray for the services come Sunday. Lord, I pray you have your will and way. In Jesus' holy, precious name, all of God's people say, amen.